Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling. I have a radio interview set up. My name is Stan Lackey. I'm with the Stardom Production.
Yeah, Stan, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
I'm Tim.
Tim, okay. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing all right, man. How was your Halloween, man?
Oh, it was all right. Didn't do nothing too major. Just went to the movies, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was about it. Sitting here getting ready to watch the game. Say it again?
You didn't dress up or nothing, did you?
No, I didn't dress up. Didn't do no dressing up. Just went to the movie. Mm-hmm. I'm just here ready to watch this game two of the World Series. You know, it's kind of raining in Philadelphia, so I'm a big baseball fan.
Okay, what team are you rooting for?
I think I'm going to go for Philadelphia. So I want them to repeat, you know. It's been a while since somebody repeated. Yeah. Yankees, they got enough titles, man. They got, what, like 26 titles?
don't ask me, man. I'm not huge in sports, man. I kind of like it in that field, man. But
yeah, they got six. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to have you on the show, man. So you're part of this this play, and I want you to do me a favor. I want you to introduce yourself to my listeners. Let them know who you are. Let them know what you got going on, man.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Stan B. Lackey from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm a part of a stage play called The Law Done Sent Me a Man. Yep, The Law Done Sent Me a Man. We've been traveling during the Southeast. We've did like a lot of spots in Georgia. We've did Alabama. And I think we got a gig set up in Tennessee coming up at the first of the year. So we're trying to make our way to the Northeast. Hopefully we'll be in the Philadelphia, New York, trying to get this investor, you know what I'm saying? We got some things moving. God is really working. It's an awesome production. It basically deals with the life of the lead character. Her name is Nicole, and she's searching for love in all the wrong places, and she just keeps telling God what she wants. God, this is what I want, but you got to be patient because God gives you what he wants in his time. And she has a praying mother that's really her guide, and so she actually get involved with three or four different guys throughout the play, and each guy has a twist, you know. But in the end, she does find that man. The Law does send her that man. Awesome production, great singing and acting, live band. It's really awesome. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, actually, tell me how you became a part of this project, first of all. How did you become a part of this project?
This is probably like my 13th stage play, so I have a lot of theatrical experience. Actually, Zarek Williams, a good friend of mine, he acts as well, and he was a part of the project. And a couple of people wasn't working out, and he told me to just come to rehearsal one day, and I came to rehearsal, and after rehearsal, I did an audition, and she loved my energy, she loved my versatility, and she was like, hey, you got the role, because the other guy wasn't bringing it. So, hey, it's competitive out here in this acting world. You got to bring it.
Right.
So,
Right.
So that's basically how I got it.
Okay. Congratulations on that, first off. But prior to this, what were you actually doing? I said that you had some previous theatrical experience. What were you doing?
I did a play called Voices, Nedra Simone Visions. She's here out of Atlanta. We did Jacksonville, Florida with that play. One of the singers, Lil G from Silk, the group Silk, he was in that play. Another play called A Dancer's Story. That's a play that basically deals with the adult entertainment. It shows the life of the adult entertainment, and it gives girls a choice whether they want to stay in the game. This is what's happening in adult entertainment. It's a real cruel, naked truth type world, so, you know, it gives girls a choice. So I did Voices, Dancer Story. I did an independent film called Coming Correct. Really, it was Voices, the play turned into a film, and they changed the name of it called Coming Correct. So just trying to stay busy. I also do some voiceover work. I did commercials for those. those actually two productions. So, yeah, just trying to stay busy.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. So you're doing the play, which is great. Now, what's your character in this play?
Actually, I play two characters. I'm very versatile. Yep, I play a character. His name is Lewis. Lewis is he's more on the corporate side. He's a vice president of a major financial consulting company. So he's a very, I guess, corporate type guy. You know, he has on a suit and tie. You know, wear the glasses and everything. So he's kind of got this elegant persona. I'll give you a little Lewis. Lewis would say something like, I have a very tedious job. You know, I sit around and I can conversate with rich people all day. You know, my job can actually be very time consuming. But I meet a lot of famous rich people with lots and lots of money. You know, he's that type of guy. And then I play the character of Dwayne, which is kind of a hood guy. He has one foot in the church and one foot out of the church. But he's trying to convince his best friend, Richard, we need to cater more to the church because God is where it's at. So Dwayne would say something like, you know what I'm saying? I like going to church and stuff, but, you know, it's like, you know, church, they be tripping in church. They be taking too long, you know what I'm saying? You got devotion service and you got this praise and worship. You know, just go on, get to the word. Give me the word, you know, so I can be out. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do the right thing. Come up in your church that'll last all day, you know. But I'm going to do the best I can because I love God and I'm trying to lead the streets along, you know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood. Yo, this your boy Dwayne. I'm out. Yeah, so I play two characters. I play Dwayne and Lewis. So as you can see, those are two totally different people. One is hood and
right.
One is more on the corporate side. Yeah.
Right. Now,
and Lewis does have a twist. Yeah, Lewis is one of the guys that on the cold dates in the play. He has a real big twist in the play. You have to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, how do you enjoy working with the cast and the crew of the play?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you enjoy working with the crew, the cast and the crew of the play?
Oh yes, definitely. I mean, the cast is. I mean, we everybody's really very spiritually grounded. I mean, we're a family. We show each other love. If there's any way we can help each other out, you know, everybody go through trials and tribulations. We try to help each other out. We hang out as a cast, have dinner sometimes. So it's a really, really tight-knit cast. It's not a big cast either. That's what I like about this production. Most productions I'm in, at least 10 to 12 people. This one here has 7 people, so everybody's on one accord, you know. And the more people you have in a cast, sometimes it's harder to kind of get along, so many different personalities and mood swings. But everybody in this cast, awesome, man. I can honestly say, and this is for real, real. I'm going to say it like I'm from the ATL. This is real talk. There's never been no beef with nobody. Any other cast I've been in, there's been a problem with somebody. Never been any beef with any of us. And the director, Regina Scott, she's amazing. She's an apostle, and she is definitely all about ministry. That's what we also want to let you know. This play is a ministry. We want to call it anointing entertainment. I mean, it is very entertaining, but it's a ministry. It shows, you know, it gives young women insight on, I guess you could say, immature relationships, you know. Don't just rush it, you know, and just look at what's on the outside. You got to see what's on the inside. You got to know the person before you commit and just get all head over heels because that's what it's all about. So it's definitely a ministry. It shows you how you got to let God control because he's the number one.
Absolutely right. Now, do you come from a church background? Coming up as a child, do you come from a church background?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I joined the church. I got baptized when I was like, how was I, 9 years old. My church is a Baptist church way down in Covington, Georgia. I'm from Georgia, but it's way in Covington, Georgia, so it's way in the country. But it's a really nice church. I mean, we sing the spiritual hymns and everything. I had a praying grandmother. I lost my grandmother in 2000, so I have no living grandparents, but she was definitely a praying grandmother. And she always told me, stand. Prayer is powerful, and I truly, truly believe that God has definitely did some things. I know it was definitely through prayer and faith, definitely.
Yeah. Hey, Grandma was right. Grandma was absolutely right. I've heard the same thing before. I've heard the same thing many a times. Now, I was going to ask you where you were originally from, so you just did tell me Georgia. Now, what county is that in Georgia?
It's DeKalb County. It's Atlanta, Georgia. Well, I live literally in Stone Mountain, but it's like 20 minutes outside of Atlanta. But the county is DeKalb County or Fulton County. Fulton County is Atlanta, but I live in DeKalb County.
Okay.
And that's where the play is going to be. The play is actually, we're doing a show here at the Porter Stanford Memorial Center in DeKalb County in Decatur, Georgia. We're doing that on next Sunday, November 8th.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little familiar with Georgia. I lived in Edison, Georgia, years ago. As a little child, I lived down there once, you know. But I got a house in Alpharetta, so I'm down there from time to time. Down in Alpharetta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but besides the play that you're doing right now, is there anything else you got going on there?
The next thing, I actually got cast for a film called Baby J. It's the film that No Limit, I think, is the company behind it. So Master P. Pretty sure you guys heard of Master P. Back in the day. Yeah, Master P is behind this film. And it's all Baby J. And it's a really powerful film. And the director told us, I mean, he shot the project a little while ago, and they actually wanted big-time actors out in Hollywood to do it. Because they didn't think us kind of unknown, you know, not that status quo actor could really deliver because it's such a powerful film. It shows how a community gets wiped out with HIV. That's very, very, very serious in our community. We know as black people, I mean, a lot of black people are affected by that, and it shows that there's one survivor, and it is Baby Jake. So it just shows how this disease just spread from person to person. So we got to definitely be careful and use protection. HIV is a serious thing right now. So I'm really looking forward to that. So I'll be shooting that starting beginning of the year in January.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Congratulations on that, man. You know,
appreciate it.
I mean, I should ask you this in the beginning of the interview. Who influenced you or inspired you?
Oh, man. I got to say Michael Jackson, for one. Even though he wasn't really a quote-unquote actor, I guess he could act. I mean, just his energy and his passion for what he did really, really inspired me. I mean, he's the greatest entertainer of all time. I mean, yeah, without a doubt, the greatest entertainer of all time. Some actors were Samuel L. Jackson, Denzel, of course. I mean, they're very versatile, and that's what I want to be. I want to be an actor that's very versatile. You know, I don't want to be just stereotyped as the smooth, suave brother. When I go to audition, that's what they usually, you know, type for me as the smooth, suave brother, the player. But I played a crackhead before. I played a gay guy. I play, like I said, a corporate executive, so I want to be really versatile, you know. So Denzel, Samuel L. Jackson, Michael Jackson. For singing, I do sing as well. Donny Hathaway, I'm Smokey Robinson. I like some of the updated artists would be Avant. A lot of people compare me to Avant, Music Soul Child. Yeah,
okay.
So those are some of my influences, definitely.
Let's just say 5 years from today, where would you like to see yourself in your career?
5 years from today. Oh, man, have I really thought about that? I just love acting and being on stage in front of the camera. So I guess 5 years from now, at least three blockbuster films. At least three blockbuster films that hit the main screen that was maybe, you know, nominated for some awards. I mean, if I'm nominated, it's cool. I mean, I'm so humble to think about it. I just love doing it. I don't really have to be rich and famous, but I would like to hit the big screen and be in three blockbuster films. Probably have my own company where I will start, you know, writing and directing. I can see myself writing and directing some films later on. And, you know, anything after that is, hey, whatever God gives me, I'll just, you know, accept it with humbleness, definitely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Stan, I'm not going to keep you too long. But I want you to give your shout-outs, and I also want you, if you have any, like a MySpace page or Twitter or anything, I want you to give that out to my listeners and let them know where they go find out more information about you. Or even
okay.
The project, you can also give that out, too.
All right. Yeah, definitely want to give a shout-out to all my family and friends in the Atlanta area. Y'all know y'all supported me. I got a few friends up north in New York. Shout out to Miss Tawana Scott. Don't know anybody definitely in Philadelphia. Got some kin folks in Detroit. I don't know if they can listen or whatever. Definitely to Stardom Productions. I love y'all, family and friends. Give a shout out to you, man. Thank you for having me on the station.
Appreciate that.
Also, Miss
so much.
Definitely. Also, Miss Thesis Christian, you know, for hooking up this promo, this gig on the radio station. Thank you so much. And she is a very spiritual person. And definitely, I think God put her in the production for a reason. Definitely. You can contact me, Stan B. Lackey, on I have a Facebook page, so you can go to Stan B. Lackey. Go to Facebook, Stan B. Lackey, or MySpace/Stan B. Lackey. Also, you can check out my demo reel. Go to YouTube and check out my demo reel. Just type in Stan B. Lackey, and you'll get to see like a four-minute snippet of all my versatility. Yep, if you want to contact me personally, I have no problem. I'm open, 770-256-4526. That's my personal number, so call me. Hey, if you got some gig, need an actor, singer, voiceover work, or you just want to talk to me, I'm open. Yep, because I'm all about love, and God is love.
That's right, man. Stan, I appreciate you, man, so much, man. I'll definitely keep in touch with you, man, so I have your number up here, man, and likewise. But good luck with everything. Much continued success with everything, man, all right?
All right, I appreciate it, Tim.
All right, man, and anything that you do, man, make sure you put God first, man.
Definitely, definitely.
All right, man, you'll be blessed.
All right, you too. Have a good night now.
All right.
All right, later.
Had a slight lack of common sense. I was the good guy, she was the bad girl. I'm thinking one girl, she thinking me, Earl James and Jimmy. Yep, she had plenty, but love for me, she didn't have any. I was inviting
her into my home,
but she was out riding. My time, but I guess not yet.
She at the bar,
getting drinks from many men.
I'm in the house,
thinking she's with her girlfriends. Just not knowing truth, and not knowing. I look back now like, man, I was open. I was inviting
her into my heart,
but she was out riding.
Everybody in our private lives, ain't nobody getting in between. I wanna say